This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Where the peaches grow. In my house, it's not much to talk about. But it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried.
If you want to hear one of the great country music artists, it's Zach Brown. He's going to be at Hollywood Casino this weekend. Micah Skillington joins us. Micah, tell us about this great concert.
Well, good morning, Frank. A little Zach Brown, I appreciate that.
This is a big weekend at Hollywood. How packed will you guys be? And tell me a little bit about just the whole concert experience out there. It's one of the best in St. Louis.
Oh, absolutely. Obviously, the concert season kicks off this weekend, so we've got the pre-party there going on before the Zach Brown concert. You can get your shuttle wristbands right over there from Hollywood Casino over to the amphitheater, get dropped off at a nice little VIP entrance, go into the concert, and then come back to Hollywood and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Awesome. What about 99 Hops House with Blues games on Thursday and Saturday? I imagine that place is just rocking.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, absolutely. We are the place you want to come watch your Blues game. So, you know, we've got plenty of TVs in Hops House, plenty of angles to see the best of the best play out the Blues games this weekend. We'll be really, really great hopping weekend.
And where's the place we can get a good where we can get a good steak at Hollywood Casino?
You got to go to Final Cut. That's the place to go, definitely. You know, on concert nights, we open a little bit early, have a shorter menu, get you in, get you out. But it's definitely the place that you want to check out. It's got great food. The service is amazing in Final Cut. It's a really, really great experience.
Yeah, Micah, I'm wondering, is there a buffet out there? And I'm only asking because Frank Cusimano is sort of legendary in the buffet world. Is there one at Hollywood Casino?
Oh, yeah.
We do. We'll take care of Frank. Come on in and see us at our Eat Up Buffet. It's you got your choice of food.
I was thinking there'd be like a picture on the wall, like record-setting performance.
Really good shrimp out there. Unbelievable dessert bar, too. I love the
variety. Definitely.
You have the Asian cuisine. You have the Mexican cuisine. You have great steaks and stuff up there. That's a great deal.
It really is. If you can't make up your mind what you want to eat, that's the place you need to go. There's a little bit of everything there.
We appreciate it, Micah. Good luck this weekend with Zach Brown.
Awesome. Thanks. Take care.
All right, Micah Skillington. How about this? The Bo Weevo of Bevo Mill. Jesus, no wonder you sports guys are overweight and fat.
Whoa.
All you do is talk about how much you eat at a press conference and STL Rams draft days. Tired of it.
It is funny, and the Rams have left, and so much of the nostalgia because they were so bad is draft day food. Chick-fil-A every week down at Rams Park. It's all food related, not so much. Man, remember being there and watching the progression of Sam Bradford or watching Steven Jackson? It's all just, it's food.
Remember watching that Saffold get after it on the O-line? No. I remember that day we had hot dogs in the press box. It's only in sports. Does Leida Cruson or City Hall, is there a bit, Lewis Reed, is there a big press conference and all of the news reporters show up and they turn on and say, by the way, there's going to be some cold cuts and Sam. It is kind of the sports writer like stereotype with the mustard stain.
Yesterday we had a news person with us at the gymnastics press conference, and I said, "Okay, let's go eat." She says, "What?" I said, "Welcome to my world." somebody asking about the status of young Alex Reyes. Right now he's 1-0. He's pitched 7 innings, and he's allowed no earned runs.
I believe he started over the weekend, 3 scoreless, walked 1.
Yeah.
And it's all about control, I feel.
1.04 whip, and he has, actually he has 7 walks in 7 innings.
One of those appearances, you walked 3, I remember.
And the commish is of the belief that it'll be a while, that they think he needs to stay down there for a while and get it right. And he missed 2 full years, essentially, and then was on the opening day roster, which was a great story, but it didn't seem like he was ready. And Rick Hummel has said it, like, I don't think you'll see him for a while.
3 innings, no earned, 1 hit, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts on the 20th.
You know, we should go to get a soundbite with the commish every time the Cardinals say a guy is going to come back at a certain time. No, actually, that's not true. Right. We will not see this guy till July, mark my words, and he'll be right.
It is nice to have a weapon like Reyes, and who knows what potential he's going to realize throughout his career, but just kind of sitting in Memphis and nobody saying it's time to bring him back. And Ponce de Leon, who, by the way, as we're doing Five for Frank, and I'm like, this guy needs to stay, he has been sent back. Harrison Bader has been officially activated by the Cardinals, and Ponce de Leon has been. And I get it, they're going to keep him in the rotation, but I think at some point this season, you'll look at your bullpen and say, Ponce de Leon's better than that guy, he's better than that guy, and he's better than that guy.
Yeah, if it's later in the season, he's stretched out. Or could it be a lot earlier if Dakota Hudson doesn't come through and you think, you know what, he gives us a better chance to win a game.
I'm curious how much the Carlos Martinez news solidifies Alex Reyes' position in the minors. Whereas maybe if Carlos were to come back as a starter, you could rush Alex a little bit if he's pitching well and re-enter him back in the bullpen. I think you have to stretch him out to be a 6-7 inning guy every fifth day now. I don't think you have much of a choice.
As a rotation option,
yes.
You're saying? So Reyes is now on this trajectory to come back at some point and be an option with the rotation. And if you're Austin Gomber, you feel kind of lost, right? I mean, and granted, it always works out. You'll need a guy sooner or later, but he doesn't even get mentioned.
Well, his numbers were eerily similar, but then I texted Brian the other day. I said, why don't they bring up the lefty to face the Brewers? And then you looked at Gomber's stats against the Brewers, and that wasn't working out.
Not good, and you could have started Ponce de Leon on more regular rests than Gomber. He pitched over the weekend.
Boy, if it weren't for Brian looking up the stats, Frank and I could kind of have a Marlowe moment where we just walk up to our interview subject and don't know really the history. Hey, Mo, real quick, why don't you just call up Gomber? Have you looked at his numbers? Well, no, I haven't. Well, he's been terrible. Okay, never mind.
How could Charlie not know that she failed at the 2008 trials?
Right.
I mean,
come
on. We all knew that.
But in spite of that, you really had fun, didn't you? Other than that, how did it go for you?
Zach Brown concert is actually on Friday. That's right.
Well, that's perfect. So the Blues are Thursday, Saturday, Friday. You got the Zach Brown band.
Oh, here's a good one from a great restaurateur, Terry Black, Super Smoker. Super Smokers catered most of the draft day parties at Rams Park.
All right.
Some of the former Rams execs refer to it as refer to it on social media from time to time.
Let's keep the tradition alive. Super Smokers bring food here tomorrow.
Correct.
Do
it's
it.
Draft
Let's
day
do
on
it.
Tomorrow.
Keep that tradition alive.
Terry, we'll see you tomorrow. You can come at noon. It's fine.
We're in studio.
Actually, 11:45 would be preferable. And we'll talk about the great people at Super Smokers.
We're really feeding into the stereotype right
now.
But what didn't Demoff, and I know there's Super Smokers did have a longstanding Rams relationship, but Demoff made a joke how they were trying to poison him, and local restaurateurs got really mad. I think he was joking that he was so hated, which is fair, that people were trying to poison him. I don't think, remember that quote when it came out, and everybody thought he was saying the food was awful? I believe he was trying to be funny and say they hated me, that they're trying to kill me.
Yeah. He's really a wordsmith, isn't he?
Right.
He's just really smooth. Gosh.
But I just remember that getting restaurateurs really pissed. Like, you know what? You want some poison and some garbage? How about the team you put out there?
I remember a lot of the places that would station food trucks outside of Earth City would really came after Demoff hard on social media after that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
And I don't think, and I'm not defending Demoff, professional liar, but I think he was saying they tried to poison me, as opposed to saying the food was terrible.
So, least popular coaches and executives in St. Louis sports history. Kronke's one, Demoff's two, Mike
Keene's
three.
I think they're like 1A. Because Demoff.
But he didn't actually move the team. I mean, Kroenke's the most hated.
He's the face, though, I feel like, Demoff.
I think Kroenke's first, but I think it's like a 1A with Demoff.
Who else would make our
Bidwell
five.
For the move.
Oh, yeah,
I think he's become more.
There's your Mount Rushmore.
Keenan?
Yeah, Keenan's.
Keenan, Bidwell.
You put Devaney on that, Spags.
Yeah. Devaney was a likable guy, even though he was incompetent.
I think you don't put
that.
You don't put Spags because the entertainment.
He was bad
level
at his job.
Spags.
You can say it.
Remember, he came out to one of our Hooters live shows, and I think it was the day, it might have been the Brad Beal day, where he stayed for like 2 hours, missed a class or two.
Yeah.
But Devaney came by. You remember that?
Can we give our audience and these two gentlemen our theory on Devaney and the.
Well, he wore makeup.
Yeah.
And we couldn't figure out why.
He wore like. Not like powder,
okay.
Like
so. Well,
later.
I think he had like a little bit of.
You wear makeup on TV every now and again, don't you?
Okay, so we have to put powder on because it's because of the lights will drown you out. So it takes 5 seconds. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, but I don't do it when on a a Saturday when I'm working. But he would show up.
What did you see with a dress down at the casino downtown on the elevator that one night?
I was holding it, not wearing it.
Monique wasn't with him at the time.
And in fact, I said it to you first. I think, Martin, do you think? And then we talk about it all the time.
It was
crazy.
It was weird. And I don't know, and I honestly, and maybe there were some skin issues or something. I don't know. But because we're slightly familiar with how makeup works, we both would be sitting next to the man. I'd say, I think he's wearing some kind of makeup.
The most disappointed my father's ever been in me is one Sunday after 5 o'clock, I came home for a family dinner, and I had some powder on because of that. And he just looked at me, and he says, are you wearing makeup? I had no response.
Dad, I'm a professional.
But, Dad, I'm making $22,500.
And I'm getting free,
I didn't get a raise.
Getting free food, huh, Dad?
Thank you.
Here's the tweet about Demoff and food, saying Demoff speaks of the warm reception the team has received in the Conejo Valley. Says the staff hasn't
what
had to pay.
What whole valley? Okay. I didn't know if it was a...
C-O-N-E-J-O? Conejo, I'm guessing? Says the staff hasn't had to pay for lunch, deliveries for its offices in Agoura Hills. Says it's a departure from the last few years in St. Louis when they couldn't eat the food delivered to their offices.
Hmm.
That was a tweet from Joe Curley.
That'd be awfully gutsy for a local restaurateur to poison.
He added it was a food. He added in a later tweet that it was a food poisoning joke.
Okay.
But it wasn't in the original tweet, which does add some context, but we sort of like that muffin.
Imagine somebody locally like, yeah, it was us. We tried to poison him.
Yeah,
like, really? And like they'd be wildly popular.
Maybe a restaurant that's about to go under,
right,
that last hurrah, maybe try to get the customers
or,
in the
or
door.
Even on your deathbed, if you're Kim Tucci or Vince Pomeriggio, you say, it was I who tried to poison the Rams executive.
A couple of questions on the Twitter or the text lines. Did Charlie wipe off the equipment at CBC today in his chest and shoulder?
Good question.
Yeah, the fact that he worked out at Gold's Gym is a mild upset because, I mean, you got like Knifer Middle School right down the road. There's a Glendale Elementary.
I pray for the day Carlos is gone. Complete waste of talent. I disagree with that. This guy could be an unbelievable weapon.
He was fantastic. I mean, when healthy, he's great.
But I think there's some growing frustration. And the Cardinals, whether it's the right thing to do or not, they're pretty good at letting it out little by little when they're frustrated with a player, whether it was Ozuna or I think right now with Carlos. They just kind of give you just a little nugget or two that lets you know that, hey, listen, we're kind of frustrated with this guy. But he's a great talent, but I think he's become a little bit of an enigma.
And it's not a complete waste of talent. He's not like your $180 million pitcher. I mean, the value that the Cardinals got from his services has already exceeded, you know, what he's given. And if he can provide depth in the bullpen – going into the playoffs, I think that's worth. I don't think it's a waste of talent.
Could you imagine if he's getting it going, and your middle relievers are Brevia and Gant, and then you have Miller if he gets it going with Carlos in the seventh and eighth, and then your closer. Wow!
Just because a guy doesn't hit his absolute prime to where we thought, you know, maybe he'd be a 16-game winner for, you know, a huge stretch, you still have production and value. So it doesn't mean you're a complete waste. Even though, yes, he certainly didn't exceed anyone's expectations.
I mean, Bud Cecil's getting $30 million to hire.
Yes.
I mean, not his fault. They basically have said, just go away for a while.
He's like eighth on the list of, like, contracts that might need to go. I think he's well worth the value.
And see, there's another example of how it's important in sports to be good when you're young, because he got paid.
Yes.
He wouldn't make any of this money if he was, like, a middle reliever. Somebody texting in, $13 million for Jerko, $16 million for Fowler, $15 million for Ozuna, $20 million eventually for Carp, and then 20 for Yachty, and then the line is 1.5 for Jose Martinez. And the Cardinals didn't even have to do that.
Right, the 1.5 is a big bump.
Yeah.
And Frank advocated, took some money from those DeWitt grandkids again, gave it to Jose, tried to give it to Fam.
I wonder if the DeWitts know that I've said that before.
We've had the grandkid on, remember last year?
Didn't you say it to the
very
grandkid?
Very awkwardly.
Yeah,
remember?
You actually said it to the
grandkid. Thanks for bringing that up, Barton.
Will, I'm so sorry to tell you this, but I have been giving away your trust fund for years.
All right, before we go to break, quick word about McBride Homes. They're Missouri's largest home builder, offering hot deals this month during the spring sales event. Buy a new McBride home in April, receive $5,000 to $10,000 off the base price of a new home. McBride is also offering huge savings and over 100 quick move-in market homes if you need a home in a hurry. With nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. Homes to fit every lifestyle, designed with you in mind. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details on their spring sales event. We'll be right back.